I'm joined in the studio today by Oscar Dow and Bianca Catullus, two members from the band UTERP, who just had their Live at Tour CR debut here, and very, very lucky to have them in the studio with us today.
Thank you
so much. We're happy to be here.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, for those who don't know who UTERP is, tell us how sort of the band began and where the name UTERP comes from.
Well, maybe I'll say how the band began. You can explain the name.
Yeah, go about on. That.
So Bianca and I met in 2021. We were both starting our degrees, and now we've both finished our degrees, which is a bit scary. We met at uni and decided to put a band together. We both like sort of weird out there music. And I had a friend who played drums. Bianca had a friend who played bass. So we put it together, and we've had the same four Price members for the whole 4 years now. So yeah, do you want to talk about the name?
I was going to say we started the same way that Radiohead did. So just saying. Anyway, so the name UTERP is the lyric. Well, she's the ancient Greek goddess of lyric poetry, or the muse, the ancient Greek muse.
She's one of the nine muses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I don't know. The name just kind of fell out of nowhere, to be honest. It was like, I think I had like a vase with her painted on it in my room, which is since broken, unfortunately. It's smashed out of nowhere.
No.
I know. Bad omen, not sure. But, yeah, so, yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, it makes sense that it's one of the nine muses. And this is your first time live at Tour CR.
Yes.
What was it like sort of doing a one take just run of some of your best music with Softspot Recordings?
Well, we were very, very impressed by the operation.
For sure.
And I don't say that lightly. I'm somebody who likes a clean clinical program, and that's exactly what we received. No, it was super, super, super professional. We showed up. Played our set. Everybody was super lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Full props to Nina and Tom. They did a really great job. That was the first time we heard it. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
So we're really stoked. We had a great time.
Yeah. To be honest, so I didn't realize that it was one take. I only found that out after the fact. It was my birthday. I was really fucking sweaty. But I think it turned out well. What I knew before this was Twine's recording, who is probably one of my favorite, Australian bands of freaking all time. Like Humble Flex, by the way, humble brag, they now follow us on Instagram. So that was the real win of the live recording. I think it was really fun. We had a very fun time.
Yeah,
amazing.
Had a good time. Yeah.
Can you give us a track list of the songs that you played through the recording?
Sure. So that first song we played was our most recent single, but we played it a bit differently. So it's called O Virgin Pure. It's on Spotify, Bandcamp. If you really like it, maybe check it out on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
I think we're trying to push people towards Bandcamp.
Yeah.
I think the second song we played was from our last EP, The Amnion. It's called Raptured Atrophy. That's one of my favorite songs we play. It's got a cool drop. And then after that, we played a unreleased song, which may be coming out soon.
Spoilers.
Yeah, no, don't want to give too much away. And then I think the last one was another one of my favorites, One of Your Gods, which is also on Bandcamp.
So they're all kind of our favorites. Basically.
Yeah, we like all the songs.
That's what it's for, is it's to playing the top hits.
Yeah.
Can I ask what's sort of next for the band? Have you got any shows lined up, any new releases people need to look out for other than the potentially unreleased song?
Yeah, so our manager gave us this little slip so we didn't forget any of the gigs we got up. So yeah, we've got a few more gigs in November, and I think we'll go into hibernation till the end of the year because we're trying to gear up for a release at the start of next year and maybe a tour. But yeah, we're playing on the 7th of November at The Loft, which is actually a new venue,
which is right next door to
SCR. Then we're playing on the 13th of November at Crowbar with our good Newey friends Horse. And then on the 29th at Monster Mouse Studios, supporting Heaven Cell and Triptych. So I think we're putting out a split EP. I saw that on Instagram today. So that should be
awesome.
So yeah, three gigs in November. If you liked how that sounded, like kind of loud and a little bit messy, I think you'll enjoy our live shows. We'd like to have a bit of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's got a kind of Florence-esque, if she went into like alternative indie rock.
True.
Because it's very sort of like
the Rangers,
biblical and like kind of reckoning, which is awesome. And I totally my vibe.
Also, wait, can I just add a quick comment? Bianca's screams are even better at live. So if you like the scream stuff.
Perfect to know.
They're even better live if you know what I mean, man.
Awesome. Well, as always, Live at 2SER is recorded and produced by Nina Longfellow and Tom Smith of Softspot Recordings, and they're recorded here at our studios, our Gadigal studios on unceded Gadigal land. But I'd like to say a massive thank you to Oscar Dow and Bianca Catullis for coming to the studio today to doing this concert. I mean, it was a very much a treat.
Oh, no, thank you, so you guys. I'm a long time listener, and I'll keep listening.
Oh, that's so good to hear. We'll be playing you on the station more with your new releases coming up, hopefully. And if you want to see the full video of our Live at 2SER performance from UTERP, you can head to 2SER.com. That'll be up at 6 o'clock after the show. And I'd definitely go check it out and check out their music on streaming services. You are listening to 2SER 107.3 Tuesday Drive. And I think it's time to get back to some music. We've got Patrika coming up with Desert Bloom from her album Juanita.